Today I'm going to take you down a different kind of rabbit hole.
Uh-oh.
One of what the fuck and shit I can't even talk, shit I can't even begin to believe to tell you that it's absolutely true. So,
right.
Where should I start? Do you want to go with something light or do you want to go with that ain't right?
That doesn't matter to me. We can go with all the bad shit first.
Alright, so, first things first. Well, I'm going to bring up the articles. Would you believe me if I told you that a man in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, cut off his father's head and delivered to a police officer on a silver platter?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, damn.
Alrighty, I'm going to bring up the article and I'm going to read it out.
Pennsylvania.
A report of a head in the freezer led Lancaster police to investigate a home Wednesday morning where they found exactly that. Now, a man is charged with killing his father. Donald Meshey Jr., 32, is accused of stabbing his father, Donald Meshey Sr., 67, in the heart and lungs, then cutting off his head and limbs. Meshey Jr. later told police that he originally put the parts in garbage bags in his basement in the park car. According to court records, the next day, Wednesday, he told police he retrieved the head and put it in his freezer. And that's where it was, the top of a white plate by a relative he stopped by the home in the 200 block of Strawberry Street on Wednesday morning. Officers talked to a witness who had spoken to Meshey Jr. and seen the head, according to police. Police then went into the home and spoke to Meshey Jr., who escorted an officer into the kitchen where he took the severed head out of the freezer. Meshey Jr. is charged with criminal homicide, abuse of a corpse, and tampering with evidence. Lancaster County coroner confirmed Friday morning that the body and head were that of Meshey Sr. According to police, Meshey Jr. had told him he found what he described as a cadaver doll in his father's bedroom, which looked and sounded like his father. Meshey Jr. told the investigators that he stabbed the cadaver doll for 2 to 3 minutes with an 8 to 9 inch long knife, then used a 3-foot saw to dismember the body, according to court records. Meshey Jr. put the arms, the legs, and head and identified as those of his father in construction-sized garbage bags and put them in the basement. He said to put the torso in another large garbage bag and use a hand truck to take it outside and put it in the Lincoln Town car. The next day, after Meshey Jr. moved the head to a freezer, the visiting relative saw the head and called 911. Meshey Sr. had lived in the Strawberry Street apartment since 1985. It's not clear how long Meshey Jr. has lived there, but he's had judgments filed against him in that address dating back to 2009. Court records show that Meshey Jr. has a history of minor infractions to recent years. In May, he pleaded guilty to a summary offense of harassment for shoving his sister into some boxes. In February, it was given the option for an alternate sentence. To avoid court costs and fees, he was supposed to complete at least 6 sessions of anger management counseling. These sessions were depleted by August 4th, but he failed to do so and said, pay the full fines and fees. The sister told police she sustained minor injuries in the February 12th incident at the home. In April, Meshey Jr., who worked as a truck driver, pleaded guilty to another citation of harassment for attacking a trucker jockey at a Pepsi warehouse. In that case, the jockey told police he knocked on the side of the truck that was parked at a fuel pump to ask the driver to move forward. He began walking from the truck, then attacked the driver from behind. The driver later identified the man as Meshey Jr. It gets to be a little rambly here, but I'm going to post the photo of the guy in his mugshot. And I want to get your opinion, Drex. Does this guy look like a simp?
Hey, where is this posted?
It can be posted in the Grim Articles. Grim Talk. So for those listening, tell me. Do you think this guy's a simp?
Oh, yeah.
He looks like a simp.
He just looks like a simp, though.
Kind of
looks like just a regular dude.
Yeah. What about him is simp? He kind of
has that bully hair to him. He looks like he's he was bullied a long part of his life, and he found solace in donuts.
You don't look at him and go like, oh, he definitely could do X, Y, and Z. He's just kind of like some guy. Like you walk through a mall and you see just some guy, and that guy you see.
He's not a guy I would suspect of topping off his ass, that's for sure.
Lips can be deceiving.
Right.
So I've got a palate cleanser for you, Drex. Now, this one I DM'd you, but I never got a response from you. What if I told you a man in the UK would call nurses and ask them to just scrub their feet?
What?
Same dude.
What?
If this is not long ago, I'll bring up the article. All the way across the pond in Sussex, England. One second. A man admits foot fetish nuisance calls cost the NHS the, I'm not sure what that is, $21,000 in damages. Richard William Coe, 45 from Worthing, West Sussex, made more than 1,200 calls, costing the NHS $21,000. Pretending to be an elderly woman, he would call and ask handlers about their feet, Sussex Police said. David Quayle said Cove had admitted making the calls for his own enjoyment and personal benefit. He said he had a sexual fruit fetish, which he indulged in during most of the time and during the calls. The investigation began in 2019 after members of the public said they had been contacted by clinicians about the NHS calls. The NHS calls that they had been made. These nurses are seeing each call causing personal distress, some of them not wanting to go into work. So, from 2019 to present day, this guy is getting his rocks off, pretending to be a woman and calling this public, not 911, but like a nurse's hotline. That's something we call for general health and asking to scrub your feet and getting off on it.
So he pretended to be a girl.
What do you think, Drex?
I mean, look, it's lame, right?
I think it's hilarious that it took the police this long to find a guy who's calling these guys, these ladies rather, and asking them to scrub their feet so he can, rub one out.
Who is this mastermind?
He's dripping off to the description of feet. And usually when you hear a foot fetishist, it's a guy who's looking at the feet, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like physically, sees, images, right? Pictures, videos, whatever, right? But to do that when someone's just describing their feet is ridiculous.
Hey, I don't kink shame, man. Whatever gets your boat, whatever floats your boat.
Now that's more Simp than the other guy.
Right.
Because he has to hear the woman's voices just to get off, it sounds like. And probably didn't have a lot of women talking to him at an earlier time.
That sounds like an ASMR shit in a way, which...
Yeah. You know, he might have just been doing that. You're right. Just like to hear the voice, because... Yeah, the feet could have just been kind of like a vessel, you know what I'm saying? Like, this dude sounds like just anything that involved female interaction and validation.
Oh, damn.
He's a weird dude, man.
Surprised you don't know about the internet.
I don't have a picture of the guy.
Well, I mean, he could have, but it wouldn't sure have been...
He looked like a simp or older, I don't know.
Yeah. See, that would have... He could have used the internet, but with the validation, that's kind of like... Why I say dolls wouldn't work for everyone. Like those people that need that validation, that's the ones.
Especially with Nick when you talk about, what was it? I had it here just a second ago. You're talking about Burnsville, Minnesota. Last time you were on with Nick, would you believe if I told you that these damn kids are really releasing fish into the river and they're going to be the size of footballs?
Oh.
Yeah, I got a photo for you.
I like that one.
Can I read the article once I drop this?
Fucking football fish.
I'm from Mario. Mario fish.
Yeah. That's in Burnsville. Shout out to your mom.
Mutant goldfish?
It's going to be that big.
Man.
So the report says. A report of,
kind of looks like a koi a little bit.
Officials in Minnesota said they're fighting more giant goldfish and waterways prompting a plea to citizens to stop legally dumping their unwanted fish into ponds and lakes. The goldfish, which can grow up to the size of a football, compete with native species for food and the algae in the lakes. Basically, kids don't want their fish, parents are dropping in a lake, they grow up to be that fucking big.
Yep.
That is true.
Yep.
Yeah, shout out to your mall, by the way. It's shitty what's happening to that arcade.
Oh, yeah. They're tough fish. Wow, they can live in all kinds of weather. All
right. So, this is from the Daily Dot. It was covered in a later episode, but I wanted to get your opinion on it. What if I told you someone on Craigslist put out a hit on a peacock that was causing the other neighbor ruckus?
I heard about that.
And I can't make this up. A neighborhood pet in McKinleyville, California, had taken out a hit on Craigslist. Peacock later turned up fatally shot in the neighbor's yard. Originally reported
out. You did that on articles.
By Alaska Coast Outpost, a news site that covers Humboldt County. A disgruntled neighbor allegedly took out a hit on the pet because of waking him up at a loud call. The now deleted Craigslist ad reportedly inadvertently indicated who posted it. A Google Maps image had been crudely edited to show the roosting spot on stopping grounds of the peacock. Known vivaciously as Mr. Peony? Mr. Peony as a. And the poster's home was identified by a placemaker on the Google Maps image. Job is simple, screenshot of the ad read. Get rid of the wild peacock that is disrupting our lives. Locating the bird is easy as it roosts in the trees nearby. Every evening around 8 to 8:30, there are no fences, so easy access is easy. But please note that I do not own any of this property. Sorry if I'm rushing. I'm trying to read as fast as I can. I threw a bunch of stuff that I found. Back to the postal. The peacock was in the area around the Azalea Estates mobile home park. The family he stayed with for 6 years later to his death told Last Coast Outpost the family built. Built him a roofless enclosure in the property outside the mobile home park. They told the LCO that they felt he was safest roosting in the trees because there are no bears in the area. Essentially, the guy that had took out the bird and the guy who posted the ad were arrested and now facing criminal charges.
First of all, why would you be dumb enough to do that? Anytime you post something online, right?
Get a trail.
You want to make sure that you're posting something that is not going to come back in a legal matter, right? This guy should have consulted Nick Ricada.
Well,
California people are stupid, but I tell you this, foul play was suspected. I got a grim deal with that one.
These people are just stupid. I don't know what to say, man. These are just a different breed out here, man.
Yeah.
Oh, what else is there? Well, we want to talk about German Shepherds. I got a good one for you.
Oh, shit.
We're going out to Indiana. An Indian woman accused of chopping off dad's legs in front of kids.
Oh.
A woman in Indiana is accused of the murder of her kid's father. Not only is Thessalonica, Thessalonica Allen accused of killing her husband before chopping off his body and putting it in bags, but police also said she asked the two children to help. According to court documents obtained by the VSBT, Allen shot her husband, Randy Allen, inside this poor Indiana apartment last Tuesday. According to the investigators, she also cut off his legs, stuffed him into a bag, and had plans to put him in his car and light the car on fire. This is unbelievable, said neighbor Benjamin Wilson. We never thought something like this would happen in LaPorte. So allegedly told police that Randy choked and attacked her, which is why she shot him. The two children, who were home at the time, told police they heard a loud bang and saw their father laying on the ground asking them to call 911. But the mother told them not to. Police said she then put his body in the daughter's closet. Investigators asked Ellen who woke up her kids in the middle of the night and asked them to help carry his body out to the closet and put it into the car. Mm. Court documents also showed they tried several times but said he was too heavy. The next day, Ellen used an axe to cut off Brandy's legs and had her children help put him in the bag and clean up and rinse the scene. Her husband's family is beside themselves. We're devastated, said Brandy's sister, Sharon Coleman. This was a senseless murder and didn't have to happen. Yeah. Now, when German Shepherds start going for the legs and killing their husbands, when do the Spades fuckers put them down?
One of the things I find crazy about this is, it's like, how do you even get to this point? You know what I mean? Like,
right.
You're doing stuff in front of kids, right?
Oh, yeah. I think it's...
And you're trying to... Like everything, when you try to... And they're always, like, moving the bodies, right? You're moving body parts and all this stuff. It's like, so what do you think is going to happen, right?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that all your questions? Like, well, what do you think was going to happen? Like, if you commit a horrible crime and you sloppily try to clean something up or hide evidence, like, what do you think is going to happen? Yeah. You're not going to get away with it, man.
So you're basically contaminating more of the house by doing it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, as you start, like, if you take a body, you start moving body parts around, dude, I mean, it's going to get, everything that you do is making it easier for them to convict you, right?
Yeah.
So, like, oh, well, okay, so, how, you know, this blood, like, luminol is the substance, right? So it's going to have a black light. So when they see that, you know, there's blood stains, there's been someone's tried to, you know, bleach away and all this stuff, they're like, so what were you doing here? Yeah, you're caught, man. Stupid.
Anything that looks like you're trying to cover up looks like premeditation. So, yeah. But a lot of people, I think too many people are leading with their feelings instead of rational thinking anymore. Because you hear more about people going off and killing people instead of talking things out. Like, used to, you could look and like, there's probably more rational thinkers in the world than crazy people, but now I'm not so sure about that.
And the more fucked up thing is she asked her kids to help with the murder.
Yep.
Now,
oh, yeah.
They're young enough not to be accessory, but goddamn, you know, who would do that to their kids and ask them, you know, to chop off the father,
That's an abuse charge on top of murder.
I don't know what he did. Where did he get it? It's really fucked.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's a German Shepherd.
In terms of asking kids to help, because there's videos that have gone out there where it's like, you know, I'm gonna have my kids help me steal. I'm gonna have my kids help me do this. So I got
it's bad.
So I got palate cleanser. That one was a little heavy. What if I told you, Drex, that at a political rally of New Mexico, the mayor that was campaigning had a dildo on a helicopter, RC helicopter, hit him in the face?
I saw that video.
What?
Yeah.
The next article.
That's a good video.
Political campaign rally disrupted by sex toy wielding UAV, unidentified aerial vehicle.
Oh, and they swatted it.
The mayor of Albuquerque, New Mexico, was interrupted during a campaign event this week when a drone wielding a sex toy flew near the stage after the owner of the event, Senator... Oh, wait. I'm reading a little too fast. Hold on. Let me recompose myself.
It's just so the sex toy flew near the stage.
After the owner of the event, Senator, grabbed the drone, its operator got on stage and began throwing punches at the candidate. New Mexico Sheriff Manuel Gonzalez said, yes, this is all true. And the Albuquerque Journal says, the sex toy in question was a dildo which was dangling beneath the drone next to the stage. The incident was captured on video and even posted on Facebook, which the journal was going to describe.
So they swatted it down.
The operator of the drone, 20-year-old Kaylin Ashby Dreyer, reportedly called Gonzalez a tyrant during the scuffle before being removed off stage by police. The young man was charged with petty misdemeanor battery and misdemeanor resisting and beating a shouting officer. there was nobody there in the audience that you could digitally see him operating the drone, but Zealous told the journal, I saw him glancing over with a smirk on his face, and when I made eye contact with him, he kind of looked down so that he would indicate that he was the operating the drone. The punches that followed apparently weren't strong enough, and Gonzalez walked away unscathed. So, this guy goes to a rally for this new mayor candidate. He flies a drone with a dildo attached to it. In the video, the dildo gets as close to the stage possible, whacks the guy in the face.
Yep.
Then you see all these dudes hopping on this guy, he's flying it. I can't make this stuff up.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's funny. It's
like,
shit.
That's not a mosquito.
Get that dick out of my face. Wow. You just swatting dicks like.
This is also kind of like a, if you guys know about the Darwin Awards, it's kind of similar to that, right? Like, yeah, there's a stupid, dude, there's a reason why these people have articles written about them, right?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Stupidity.
I think it's funny, it's the guy basically went through all that effort to attach a sex toy to a toy helicopter.
But that's what I'm saying, like why would you do that, though?
Hitchcock's Bird sequel's really gruesome.
Political rally, right? Like, if it were me, that's something you would do, like, at like your buddy's, let's say it's your buddy's, like, birthday party, or, you know, it's something, or, you know, it's, you got to promote it at work, and you're just kind of trolling him with just your buddies, not at a damn political rally.
Oh, yeah.
Alrighty. So, I got two more, then I'm going to leave it to just banter. If you want to stick around that long, let me grab this one, and there's another one that I saw that I know you get a kick out of.
Oh, yeah. What? I've had a story about two flying dildos. That would definitely blow the last one.
All right. So, this fits into dildos fell territory with one other one. It's basically, like you said, the Darwin Awards. And I got another one of a guy mutilating himself, and it just didn't look different. So I'll let you pick. You want to go with Darwin working itself out, the sex doll, or the freak?
I always go with something involving a sex doll.
Alrighty, I can't make this up again. Henry the Sexbot wants to know all your hopes and dreams. Will Bobbitts is betting that AI can help the latest sex doll offer an alien companionship. Before we begin, I want to show you what Henry looks like here. Let me.
That's the last thing I need is AI. It could be a witness.
There's no dangling bits, but.
Shut your fucking mouth.
I can't make up. But at least maybe the German Shepherds will have someone to talk to.
Please, Henry, don't look too atrocious.
It doesn't work, though, so they're not going to want it. It doesn't have any money, though, so they're not going to want it.
Oh, yeah. they could holler out the window if they wanted someone to talk to.
Henry can do it all.
That's what they're saying. Henry and I are hitting it off. Henry and I are not hanging off. First, he gives their questions about how he spent the weekend. Then he tells me cryptically that he likes to get up early and spend time working on himself. What does he mean by that? I ask. He isn't sure. He makes sometimes eye contact and argues an eyebrow. Sometimes I have too much information at the same time in my brain, Henry says.
So this is basically a doll for the women, is what.
Yeah.
It's not so much.
It's what they're trying to do with it.
But it's someone complaining about this doll. So what had happened is people are buying this doll, and they're saying that he's not interactive enough. He looks good, but he doesn't respect my feelings. So now scientists are taking the doll, and they're trying to give it AI so it can talk to you, validate your feelings, and make you feel good about yourself.
Yeah.
This is Dollhouse Phil territory, so
I've actually talked with Phil.
Fuck thoughts on this at some point.
I've actually talked. Yeah,
I think that this could be a good substitute for German Shepherds. That will, you know, maybe stop going after dads and take their kids from. Or are we going too far? And this could be like iRobot.
It's not even going to be like
that. I don't think that's why women interact.
As a general rule of thumb, dolls will be the future, but more so for men.
Yeah.
And the reason for that is, as you know, I had Phil on my show, and he said it, you know, brilliantly. All men need, because men do all the work, right? They you know, they have a house, they have the resources, blah blah blah. So they only need a woman for sex, and that's the lover doll, and then reproduction would be the artificial womb, right? But so if a woman says, "Well, I'm going to get me a doll," A, they probably can't even lift the thing because they're too heavy, and B, the problem with a woman getting a doll, in this case Henry, is that what do you get out of it, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Because if a woman just wants sex, she can always just go to the bar. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Like,
so she has this doll, and then what? The doll doesn't you know, stop intruders. The doll doesn't fix anything. The doll doesn't communicate. See, men don't want women to do those things. You see what I'm saying? They just want the sex. But a sex doll makes sense to a man.
Yeah.
This is insanity for a woman.
Well, yeah, the man don't need the doll to provide. Women need something that provides for them.
Right. It's like, you know, exactly. Phil said it on my show. It's
like I said, I couldn't make the anus up, but when I saw this, I couldn't stop laughing just to the
audacity, right? It's the audacity. Like, what do you mean? Look, here's the thing. Like, I had Undead Chronic on tonight, and he was talking about, you know, we talked about the video of the guy he did off YouTube. And a woman sued, right? She sued a dating, I think it was the dating like agency or whatever. Because you can't get me a man 6 foot tall. Like, what are you talking about? And imagine going like to do a dating app like Tinder and being like, Tinder, you didn't get me a Victoria's Secret model, so I'm going to sue you. That's insanity.
Right.
Just like going after a sex doll is insanity.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't interact enough. Because he's not human?
Right.
Yeah.
And let's face it. Let's say for the sake of argument, right? Let's say Henry is a human, right? Mm-hmm. Well, what would she talk about anyway? Have you ever talked to women? Like, really talked to them?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's all about validation, but yeah.
Let's be honest.
I mean, if it's validation, it's usually bullshit conversation because they already know what they think about themselves.
Now, there is one thing.
Well, my next story, Jax.
Well, hold on.
Alabama.
I did have one more thing to say about all that.
Capital of the world.
Well, hear me out. This one's a good one. Alabama man shot his wife's lover who secretly lived in the couple's home. The Alabama man was shot in a gun battle with his wife's lover, who was secretly living in the couple's home for over a year, according to news reports. Frank Reeves was shot in the chest by 53-year-old Michael, I can't pronounce his last name, I'm going to try though, a Macker, inside his own Criolla home around 9 p.m. Sunday. Sutton Mobile County Sheriff's Office. Reeves opened fire, striking at Macker in the lower leg and elbow. An investigation determined that Frank's wife, Tracy Reeves, informed her husband that an intruder was in the home, according to the report. That Macker was no intruder. Tracy had allowed him to live in the home for more than a year. Her husband never had a clue, though, but all it reported. She secretly delivered food to her lover. He tried desperately to remain undetected, that he urinated bottles and discovered in the room, according to the station. Mobile County Sheriff Captain Paul Birch told the outlet that Amaker and Tracy Reeves were both high on meth, no surprise. They described the case as one of the most bizarre he's ever worked on.
Wow.
It was just a very odd scene to work with, but it's something that I haven't seen in 30 plus years. Both men were taken to the local hospital for treatment, according to the report. They saw them bring up the suspect and also the man that was shot. Both seemed to be okay. Neighbor Kenneth Wilson and his wife had told Elda. They weren't saying much. In fact, the suspect did not say a word. It looked like he was trying to stay out of it. My wife and I have lived here for 13 years, he added, and never have seen anything like this. The Macker has been charged with attempted murder, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of a firearm, with an alter SIN number according to the local station. So basically, this wife's banging this dude, hides him in a part of the house, and he's trying to, you know, he wants to get his freak on. He says, hey, you know, there's a turner house, go take care of it. And they both shot each other.
Yeah.
Now, and they post this guy's mugshot. This is, I can't make this up. This guy's most redneck meth head from Alabama you would expect.
So the average Alabama.
And we'll get to my second last story of the night before I got you off.
All right.
Who do you think, Drex?
Oh, Lord.
There's a lot of spell redneck for you.
He looks the part, right? But you know, you look at a guy and you're like, yeah.
Where's my pawballs?
He's banging with you. Like, you start banging the wife. Like,
yeah, the thing, you gotta remember, man, people in Alabama got some very low standards, like disturbingly low standards. It's not as bad as Florida Man, because nothing on earth is as bad as Florida Man, but it's pretty close.
Alrighty. So I'm gonna get to the freak. Dan, I got one I'm pretty sure, Drex, you're gonna laugh your ass off. I can't make this shit up. One moment. Back to some articles. But yeah, so I should tell you as well, I was an ENT for a couple of years. The stuff I've seen drove me to true crime and what the fuck is as a cold mechanism. Now I bring it as a way to laugh at the obscure and just the stupidity of human beings. Because once you see it all, nothing that can shock you.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, well, how do you think? In order to keep your sanity, you have to find the humor in just in life, right? So when you see these kind of stupid stories with stupid people, you have to just kind of be like, you know what, man, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Alrighty. So the freak. Okay. Man turns himself into a black alien by waving nose and top lip.
What? Black Indian?
Black alien.
Black alien.
The wannabe alien has a face only a mother could love. Anthony or Fido, a 32-year-old Frenchman who wants to be a black alien, has gotten his nose removed in Spain, where it's legal to do so. He also had his upper lip cut off and covered his entire body, including his eyeballs and tattoos, and part of his the Black Alien Project that he's posted on Instagram. And in a reptilian twist, Alfredo has also has also his tongue has also split his tongue. Speaking about his latest transformation, he did not reveal when he had creative work done, or by whom, but said that he now struggles to speak after his removal operation.
Was he blacked
out? Who would authorize that? Because I'm pretty sure doctors don't let you just, you know, you can't just walk into a doctor and be like, yeah, remove my top lip.
Well, he went to Spain, and I would imagine
somebody, I'm pretty sure that's illegal.
Yeah, someone without a license for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
I'm going to post a before and after pic. I should warn you guys, it's not graphic, but it is gross. If you have sensitive stomach, don't look.
No, that's the Alabama guy.
No, hold on. He's posting it.
Wow. That's...
He doesn't look like an alien. He looks like... I don't know.
That's kind
of what.
Do you ever see that show, The Outer Limits?
Yeah.
Man. But you know, as you can see, he looks like a reasonably good looking guy.
He's a good looking dude. And
I feel like that's like the same thing that makes people become transgender. It's like a body dysmorphic. Yeah.
I don't know what if else people do this kind of stuff.
Well, now, somebody has mental problems for sure.
Mental health.
They can laugh at you. If not, I don't know what will tonight. One moment, I closed the link by mistake.
Yeah.
As close to that one mentioned about the guy calling the nurses and getting his rocks off, I'm sure Rikita would love this one too. Or is it?
Yep.
Okay, here it is. We're traveling now to the good old Boston, courtesy of Barstool Sports. Apparently, there's a guy calling librarians and masturbating while they read a specific Supreme Court case. I understand that there's great societal push on... Wait, no, this is another one of those weird articles. Let me see if I can find what case it is. So, this guy is calling librarians all over New England. And he's getting to read the Brady versus Maryland Wikipedia page. It's a 1963 decision which held the prosecutors that have had all... hold on.
That's funny.
So it's a case that had to do with how much erotica goes in the case. So this guy, what he's doing is he's calling him up, asking him to read his Wikipedia article, and he's masturbating. The police are still looking for the guy.
And what is the article about, you said?
It was the 1963 decision. It was Brady versus Maryland.
Brady versus Maryland.
It's more of an opinion piece than it is an article. When I posted it, I didn't really... I guess I didn't do too much research on this one, but I wanted to get Greg's thoughts on this directly. What do you think about a guy purposely calling librarians and saying, hey, baby, could you know, you read this case for me, you know, it'd be a good time. And while they're doing it, he's getting his junk, he's beating the weasel and getting his rocks off.
So weird.
You're just, look, man, I'll tell you what it is. These guys, like, remember that there used to be that old saying, get a life? Yeah, these guys actually just need a life.
Right.
Yeah. And I think that...
Literally, a life. Like, yeah. A life worth living.
That falls like under that guy who had the foot fetish. It's kind of the same thing.
I'm not one to kink shame or nothing, but I totally agree with you there. I don't get the appeal of calling librarians. Like, when I think of a librarian, I don't think of, for lack of a better term, gender...
Wet versus Brady. Hate.
I don't think of some porn starlet that's had a good run and now is in retirement working at a library. I think of...
If the case Billy had anything to do with why he's masturbating.
And this dude's calling him and asking for him to read this thing off. Like...
Read Roe versus Wade. Oh my God, it's so sexy.
There's better things to do anytime. You could read a book, learn a skill... No, cook the damn food instead of calling these libraries and getting them to read this article for you.
Well, you think about it, he's trying to do something that would keep them on because they're not really feeling threatened.
See, right? Like the actual fall of the empire. Like, this is where you get to, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, idiots like this. Like, Jesus Christ, man.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that one wasn't so much my country, that was just weird. I'm sure I have one here that's good. Let me just double check what I posted. If not, I'll leave it with Grim bring one up that he's posted. He's posted a lot here as well.
Damn, you caught me on the spot, sir.
Well, you can do it.
Okay, shit. No, not that one. Damn.
All right, so I'll post this last one. I was going to wait for Dollhouse Phil, but this one's a good one. It involves a doll as well, but it's more what the fuck, if anything else. So we're going back to Europe. Huh? This is now in France. Sex doll mistaken for body canal as please invite owner to collect it. So, police and firefighters raced to the scene, but found it was a false alarm, and amusing one at that. Officers in... Oh, fuck me, I'm not reading this out, it's in French. But it's... somewhere outside of France. It's outside of central France. The police and fire were called by a couple on a bike, and... I'm sorry, I can't read French, but like me, you know, born raised in Canada. So they're cycling next to the canal and thought they saw a corpse shaped up in a black bin bag floating next to a heap of branches and reeds. The couple called the police at 12:30 p.m. on Tuesday, and they hauled the body back to the banks, and with the help of firefighters, found out that it had been a brutally mutilated sex doll. To the amazement and relief, it turned to their amazement and relief.
Yeah.
The town police have invited the doll's owner to come to the police station to pick it up. Now I'm going to post photos of the cabin article. I apologize for not giving you a general location. I can't read French.
Right.
But yeah, this is what they posted.
Now.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Okay, and I can clearly see. Oh, so, come on, man.
What does it look like? Like,
well,
because this is what it's come to. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, this is what Zodiac Killer on a doll. Like, Jesus.
Well, there's another report that I read, because I looked into this one because I was going to bring it, present it to Dollhouse. So apparently under the arm there was 25 stab wounds. They also found that the neck had been compressed, looked like some sort of garrote, and had strangled up. And I guess out of fear of shame or being caught, he decided to tie it up like a body and toss it in the canal.
I have to say one thing.
Either shame or he's fulfilling some sort of fetish. They said in a way they're glad that it wasn't actually.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. At least it's not an actual human being.
I guess it was better to get it out on the doll.
Yeah.
The other one is what kind of sick motherfucker is walking out there, and who's going to be next?
Well, he might be prepping for the real thing.
That's possible, but we don't. Can't.
Waiting for the guy to come in, and they're going to interrogate his ass, and probably put him on a watch list for any murders that come up.
Oh yeah, well they need to.
Yeah, I mean it's hard to know if you know this is a slippery slope, right? Okay, is it that the guy uses the doll to enact something so that he doesn't do it for real?
Sure.
Or is it the other way around, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would say that, you know, you just need something in your life. If you're doing this to like a doll, like oh, I gotta mutilate something, go lift some weights, man. Go do something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, that reminds me, thanks, five simple words. I won't have time to read the whole article, but recently, a guy with schizophrenia had gone in a car and gone on a high-speed chase with police. He had chopped off his cock and thrown it at the windshield of the car, chasing him.
Hey, why would you do that, right?
Yeah, schizophrenia.
Well, I mean, I do have... I do have...
The guy's head was something else. They said he was schizophrenic. He had heard voices, and the voices I told him to, hey, they're getting up and cough their cock and toss it.
You ever notice the voices never tell you to do anything positive? Like, when someone says they have voices in their head,
yeah.
It's never like, help feed, homeless people or something. And,
oh, you never hear about those voices.
It's always right. Something insane.
Right.
It's always schizophrenic
it's
propaganda.
It's really bizarre.
Like, thank you, Five Simple, Five Simple something. For reminding me, that was one of the ones I wanted to talk to you about, but it just, I forgot to bring up the article in my tab.
Well,
there's a picture of him somewhere around here.
One of my friends.
Can guess, the guy has stringy blonde hair, bugged out eyes. Apparently, he had been off his medication for a while.
Wow.
And the voices had got to him and told him, gay, get the attention of the police. To get some mocker ass.
Nothing like a dick flying out the window to get the
like, hey, what's that?
If this doesn't work, I don't know what will.
But then it becomes less of a actual function of penis than a Frankie penis.
Yeah, probably going to set a little bit.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
If you can, I mean... I've had to, as a medic, I've had to sew back on someone's thumb.
Oh, wow.
My guy's function, I lost 30% of the function of his thumb, and even when he got reattached, it was still discolored and, deformed, basically.
Oh yeah.
But when you think about when it comes to a clock, it's not going to be very. It's not going to be very useful.
Yeah, it's exactly.
Right. Those who get the reassignment gender surgeries.
Mm-hmm.
Who have a moment of clarity, like what the fuck they have done, and try to reverse it. Then they realize that they can't. It's like one of those moments of clarity, like you think, oh shit, I've ripped off my cock, what can I do? You're stuck like that. There's no going back.
Right.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's literally the stupidest thing. I mean, don't touch your dick, man. With a knife.
Right.
But you know, those schizophrenics, who knows what was going on in his head. One of my friends schizophrenic thought the Dallas cheerleaders shaved him in his sleep.
Imagine bloody man bits hitting a window as you're going 80 plus miles per hour. That's funny as hell. I do have to agree with that. It's like when you're going down the highway and you get Lotus that hit the window, but it's loaded visceral, right?
Oh yeah.
Right.
But yeah, that's pretty much it, Jax. I wanted to...
Well, I did have an article.
And...
I did...
I thought so on the society, because... some of it, yeah, it's pretty gross. But at the same time... misery loves company, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude, I just love seeing it end. I love seeing that this is how far things have gone.
Yep.
How far society has fallen, how far the culture has fallen. Just enjoy the ride.
Yep. But I did have one final article. You asked me if I had an article. I did have one. This is really good. Okay. This is from All That's Interesting, and it's how Dahlia DePolito's murder-for-hire plot against her husband went disastrously wrong. Dahlia DePolito thought she was hiring a hitman to kill her husband, but it was actually an undercover officer, and the whole thing was captured on camera for an episode of Cops. On the morning of August 5th, 2009, Dahlia DePolito received the worst call of her life. It was Boynton Beach Police Sergeant Frank Ranzi urging her to rush home from the gym. Sorry about that. When she arrived, she was told that her husband, Mike DePolito, had been murdered. She broke down in tears. But it was all an elaborate setup. There had indeed been an attempt on Michael DePolito's life, but it was Dahlia herself who hired a hitman to do so. Unfortunately for her, that hitman was an undercover cop, and it had all been caught on camera. Police had been tipped off weeks earlier about DePolito's plan, and they made a stunning agreement with the producers of Cops to send in an officer to pose as a hitman and film it. They even staged a crime scene in order to convince Dahlia that the murder had gone as planned. And when investigators asked her to come to the police station and help them find suspects, DePolito agreed, unaware they already had one. It was only when her husband entered the interrogation room that she realized the jig was up and that she was being charged with the solicitation of first-degree murder. Born in New York City, Dahlia Muhammad. Oh, and her two siblings were raised by an Egyptian father and Peruvian mother. The family relocated to Boynton Beach, Florida when she was 13, where she graduated from high school in 2000. Uncertain of a career path, she opted for real estate and began moonlighting as an escort. It was through that work that she met Michael DePolito in 2008. Though he was married, he had fell head over heels with Dahlia and divorced his wife to marry her. Oh, bad move.
Uh-huh.
Their wedding was February 2009, only 5 days after Mike's divorce was finalized. Mike DePolito was an ex-convict who served time in prison, was on probation for stock fraud. It didn't take long after tying the knot, however, for him to have a series of bizarre encounters with the law that jeopardized his freedom. One evening, he was pulled over by police after taking DePolito to dinner. Police found cocaine in his cigarette pack, but let him go after believing his sincerity and refuting it was his. Another morning, after Dahlia handed him a Starbucks drink, Mike fell so ill that he was laid out for days, and his encounters with police were beginning to escalate. The police had received an anonymous tip that he was working as a drug dealer, they said. No evidence was found, but Mike was scared enough that a charge would stick, and by the end of July, he agreed to transfer the title of his house to Dahlia to protect his assets in case he can be arrested. Oh, what an idiot!
Oh, yeah.
But Dahlia was the anonymous caller, and this was exactly what she had been planning. Dahlia DePolito had been planning her husband's murder for weeks. She approached an ex-boyfriend named Mohammed Shaheda. to source a hitman for the job. Instead, he tipped off police who, while skeptical of his claim, chose to investigate. By chance, Cops was working with the police department that week and agreed to film everything. They set up a hidden camera in Shahada's car and told him to schedule a meeting with Dahlia. Dahlia met Shahada on July 30th of 2009 in a gas station parking lot where he told her he had had a contact who could do the job. She would meet the contact 2 days later to coordinate the details of the crime. Unbeknownst to Dahlia, the Boynton Beach Police Department had Officer Whitey Jean go undercover as a hitman to confirm her intention. Again, the police department coordinated with the producers from Cops to record the meeting, which took place in a red convertible in a nondescript parking lot on August the 1st. The recording of the solicitation is undeniable. Posing as a hitman, Jean asks Dahlia, "Are you sure you want to kill him?" Without hesitation, Dahlia replies, "There's no changing. I'm determined already. I'm positive. I'm like 5,000% sure."
Yeah.
Then she gave him
$7,000. Yeah, I remember...
dollars.
This is on Snap.
Yeah, it's on Dateline and ID Channel.
Snapped. Oh, yeah. Also, the Oxygen Channel, I believe.
Oh, it's yeah.
It's also one of those reality shows, like World's Greatest Police Chases or whatever, but it wasn't so much a police chase, but World's Wildest Police Video. World's Wildest Police Videos is one of those. Where she's in the interrogation room, she's talking about the plot from her with this detective. She starts weeping down.
Yep.
And crying once she finds out he's been murdered. Then he walks in and goes, "Hey, I'm fine." And she breaks down.
Oh, yeah, and she tries to get him to come to her.
Yeah.
Like
and
nothing.
He knows at this point, dude. And he had to, you know, actually go in, like, I think he's, like, in a ditch. And now he had to, like, take pictures with, like, fake blood on him.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he had been killed.
Wow. Well, I mean, he made a lot of mistakes himself. I mean, he gave her everything.
Well, that's the kind of power they have. It. She still thought she could talk him into coming back to him.
The days of the hitmen are gone. It's not the 70s or 80s anymore. We have the, you know, the cocaine cowboys and all that. These of the hitmen in the United States are long gone. I doubt there's anyone that is that seems to be a hitman that is legit.
Oh yeah, I'll bet.
No professionals for sure.
Like if you're stupid enough to try to hire a hitman and don't not thinking, hey, this could be a cop. You're a fucking moron. You know, it's too easy to get caught. We are too advanced a society that they can find a fragment of your skin and compare you to a crime.
Yeah.
So I'm not anyone who says that. Well, yeah, you know, we can get you away with this crime. We can get you that great crime. But you're fucking lying at your nose. Like I can tell you a story. Well, real quick, Rex. I had been at a scene where there had been a guy who committed a DUI. Blew well over the legal drinking limit. I think it was like 3.8 up here.
Anyway,
he wrapped his car around the street. And he said, "Oh no, it wasn't me. You know, I'm sober. I hired a friend to drive my car, and he did this." And he goes, "Well, no. We can tell that you've been drinking. Not only did you blow over, but your blood's all over the driver's seat. Your hair is in the glass. You know, we found skin cells all over the steering wheel." And this was around 2017, 2018. Only a few years back. So if things are this advanced, how do you think you're going to get away with murder? When they can pick you up, when they can find you guilty of drinking and driving just by your hair, your skin, and whatever you leave at the crime scene.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost impossible to get away with it without having some sort of CSI crap, especially with CSI shows these days. Showing everybody how the business works.
With DNA. Like
saying wrestling is no kayfabe, it's all out there.
We need to give a shout-out to everybody out there who has an ill-advised plan to eat somebody. Please consult your nearest anybody who's an expert on eating people and come up with better plans, people.
Oh, I can tell you that it's not a good idea.
That's how Ebola started.
Basically, cannibalism, what it'll do to you is it'll rot your brain. It'll start developing holes. So your tongue will start to blister. Your organs will start, you don't get a taste for meat like they say in all the movies. You'll become a zombie. But your body starts to decompose and rot from eating through your flesh. There's some sort of enzyme or oil in it that the body's awake, and as a result of it, it starts to rot.
Wow.
So I would advise anyone who say, hey, no, let's try eating Joe. I don't like him. Don't do it. you're gonna kill yourself slowly doing it.
What about Jenner's side?
I'm 15 minutes over. Thanks for having me on, Grim. I thoroughly enjoyed this program. Hopefully, if I come back and have you big douche on the show, I want to have Dawes Phil to go over some of the doll moves that I've seen.
Absolutely, I can get him.
Henry and that doll that was in the canal, but there's some other shit that I've seen that I think he'd get a kick out of. What do you think, Drex? Are you open to another one of these shows?
Definitely, I'll come back around. Just keep me posted.
And we can get a lot more people in.
What I do is, I want to give credit to the last podcast guys. I listen to their show, Side Stories, and this is where all the fiction comes from.
Mm-hmm.
I'll compile it, post it into the server, and if I ask him and he allows it,
go ahead.
And I just like reading it out.
Go ahead, and also Drexel, go ahead and shill yourself while you're here. I was saying, Drexel, go ahead and shill yourself while you're here. Tell everybody where they can find you.
Oh, yeah, if you want to find me, the simplest way is just go on YouTube and look up the MGTOWN Podcast, MIGTOWN. Just look up the MGTOWN Podcast. We're on Spotify. Might even be on iTunes. But, look us up. You'll see me talk about random fuck shit and degeneracy in the world at large. How to survive this crazy gynocracy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, hopefully we don't have we won't have living sex dolls become the next thing we're going to worry about, that's for sure.
I don't see that happening.
Don't want equerets, those dumb bitch.
They're, giving ideas to the shepherds. I will find a way off this planet one way or another.
No.
Gave me SpaceX, he gave me to Mars where, we don't have the degeneracy and craziness of a walking, talking sex doll that cares about your feelings.
Right? Dude.
That's not going to work.
Phil always says, just get a doll, but when you deal with women, because nothing ever makes them happy, you can't just say, just get a doll. You're just like, I don't know, just get a bullet. what do you want, man?
Get a doll that talks shit so you tell it to shut the fuck up.
You could.
But we're a pretty wholesome community. Drex is there. Grim's there. A few over there in the channel are in there. We usually goof around and have a good time. Ask me for a link and you'll want to have me bring you aboard. I gotta get running here, guys. Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Drex, we'll have to talk again soon. I'll have more.
Definitely, just keep posted.
Have more crazy stuff for you to shake your head at and wonder what the hell's going on with the world.
Right? It's only going downhill, folks.
All right.
Stay safe and don't buy a Henry Six doll.
Peace out, y'all.
All right. Later. All right. And we're out.